Abe?
Yes, sir.
Marie and George Christian are going to get on in just a minute.
All right.
We're both on.
All right.
Go ahead.
First, I want to make sure that everybody understands that it doesn't make any difference legally. You can take the oath without any book or Bible, or you can take it on a copy of Playboy. And that doesn't make any difference.
You understand that, George?
Yes, sir.
Now, second, to get to the precise problem here, I think it would be a mistake to say nothing about this. I think the story ought to be told if upon inquiry, when inquiry is made. And this is what I think ought to be said, that the president, that inquiry has been made of the White House archives, that the president took his oath on a book that Judge Hughes had been handed by someone on the plane. It is a missal or a prayer book that belonged to the late President Kennedy, that after the ceremony on the plane, somebody, probably a Secret Service man, although Mrs. Johnson doesn't, isn't sure, somebody handed the book to Mrs. Johnson. She put it in her bag, brought it back to Washington.
Did I?
Yes, ma'am. And that's what they tell me here. And you turned it over to the White House archives. And the book has remained in the White House archives and will remain there pending disposition of all of the historic papers. No decision's been made as to where it will go as a permanent matter. Now, I'm told by your archivist here, Ms. Johnson, that about a month after November 22, you turned this book over to her and said that it had been handed to you on the plane and that you had put it in your book, in your pocketbook. Is that correct?
I don't remember, frankly.
Yeah. Well, it's perfectly all right. There's no problem about it. I think the only problem here would exist if we let this story build up. But now the net of it is that the president didn't know that this volume has got a black leather cover on it with a cross on it. And I would assume, looking at it, that it was a Bible. I'm sure he did. The president knew nothing about it. It turns out that what it was is a Catholic missal. And I don't think you ought to say that it's Catholic, although everybody will know it. And it's got embossed in the leather, JFK. That's the only identification. And I think what you ought to say is that this is a missal or a prayer book that belonged to President Kennedy, and that it is in the archives and will be preserved in the archives for disposition with the other historic papers. No decision's been made as to where it will specifically go. As to the actual facts, there is in the file here a letter from Judge Hughes. And in that letter, she says that, I'll read you just a little of it. She says, it's a letter to Mr. DeGroote of Texas Christian University, and Judge Hughes said, I regret very much that I know very little about the Bible, which was used on the occasion of President Johnson's being given the oath of office as president. When I arrived at the place, someone handed me the Bible, which was a small brown leather, actually it's black, a small brown leather volume about 6 inches by 8 inches in size. I left it on the plane as it belonged there, and I do not know who now has it. Now, actually, it was not Johnson. She put it in her bag. She brought it back to Washington. She turned it over to the official White House archives. And it, along with other historic papers, will go to whatever depository is finally decided upon. I think there's nothing wrong with the story. I think the only thing that would be harmful would be to let it build.
Now, just a moment. The fact that it's got those initials on it, JFK, indicates that it is his property. And don't you think in the mind of the ordinary man, a person's property ought to be returned to them?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Not a historic object of this sort. And I don't think the Kennedys will say that. And I don't think the average person will ever think that it ought to be returned.
I think they will. I think they are doing this. This is one of the first things they pick out. You steal a Bible, and then the next week it'll be something else.
Well, I just would ignore that. I think it'd be so unreasonable, and that it would never have entered their minds actually at the time. Because this is Bible, this is a book that now belongs to the people of the United States.
What Byrd thought it was, according to her, was the Catholic version of the Bible, trimmed down, what they wanted in it.
It isn't.
And that it was there in Air Force One with other books where the president and others read them. And just like Camp David, there are a number of things like that in there. And she actually thought it was government issue because on the place where you're recording, there was no names, nothing in it. And it looked like a rather new book had been put in there.
Well, I don't believe he read it very much because, my opinion, it's never been read or used. But it's the St. Joseph Sunday Missal, and it is got a little paper label on it saying that the leather cover was designed and hand-tooled in genuine calfskin by Bernard Cassidy, Medford, Massachusetts. So in my guess is that it was President Kennedy's own prayer book. It's the Sunday Missal is what it actually is.
All right, now let's dictate to Marie what George Christian says after he is asked, if he is asked. Now, Juanita, is Dorothy on the White House payroll as an archivist? Is that the way we refer
Juanita
to her properly?
Is Dorothy on the White House payroll as archivist? She is staff assistant to the president on the White House payroll.
Okay.
May I put in one line?
Yes, ma'am.
I think maybe it ought to be made clear in the statement that the archives are the property of the of government or the property of the people, whatever way you want to describe it, and are administered by them. I don't want it to be thought that this is under the care of the Johnsons.
Oh, no, these are the official White House archives.
I know, but let's make it very clear to the ordinary reading public if we can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Does she have that responsibility, Byrd?
Well, I'm sure she does. She's maintaining official government files and records.
Yes, she does have that responsibility, I think. Of course, she is working to prepare these for the Johnson Library in...
Or the Congressional Library or Smithsonian or...
She's paid by the... she's doing it from the standpoint of the Johnsons, but it will belong to the archives of the whole United States.
Well, I think it ain't... The only point I make is that Abe ought to explain to her in case full request
right
made.
Here.
Of course, Bill Moyer, he's up there. He would. So somebody ought to explain to him. He's sleeping. He's not well.
No.
And George Christian's here. So dictate now to to Marie here what you think George ought to say, assuming he's asked.
All right.
Yes, sir.
The... A book on which the president, the book which was used at the time that President Johnson took his oath, is and has been in the official government archives, together with other
papers. What you said was placed there shortly after return.
Yeah, I'm getting to get to that. I say it is and has been in the official government archives, together with other papers of the president. The book was placed there shortly after the book was delivered to the archives at the White House, White House archives.
Was delivered to the White House.
Custody of those papers.
Excuse me, sir. The book was delivered to the White House archives.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Which has custody of those papers shortly after the return to Washington.
Abe, I don't think the correct word is White House archives, because it has a different set of them. I checked that word, would you, with the Juanita and Dorothy?
Dorothy, White House archives, or is that a correct term, or what would you call it?
Let him write a statement. Make notes of what you want to add to it.
Well, you could say, if you want to be very cautious about it, you could say to the custodian, to the White House custodian of the president's papers, which is part of the archive.
I'd say the White House custodian of the presidential paper, the presidential papers.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Presidential papers and documents.
Right. Now, that's the first statement I'd make. Then second, if you're asked, has any decision been made as to what will be done with this, then you say no. No decision's been made about this, or specifically about other papers of the president.
I thought we'd made it to put them in the library in Austin.
Well, you're going to have a lot that won't go there. There's a sorting job.
Yeah, okay. All right, go ahead.
But anyway, I just don't want people to get confused. Actually, there's nothing to be worried about, because the Johnson Library is going to be part of the archives of the United States under the National Archive. It's just like the Eisenhower Library and the Truman Library.
All right.
There's nothing to worry about. It's just a question of public confusion. Now, next, you asked, can you describe this book or this Bible? And I'd say that actually, then I'd have Christensen say that actually, although it didn't seem to have been known at the time, it was not a Bible, but it was a missile.
I'm sorry.
I say, if Christensen is, he will then be asked to describe this Bible, you see?
Yes, sir.
And he'll have to say that it turns out that it was not, strictly speaking, a Bible, but it was a missal, M-I-S-S-A-L, or prayer book, which belonged to President Kennedy.
Is it a new prayer book, Judge?
Sure.
Is it a new prayer book? Does it have a date in it?
Well, it's published by the Catholic Book Publishing Company in New York, and it has the imprimatur, the official acceptance seal of Francis Cardinal Spellman, Archbishop of New York. Oh, here's a copyright. Latest copyright is 1960.
I think I ought to say it. I think we ought to say it's 1960.
Yeah, and since it says the imprimatur of Cardinal Spellman, it says copyright 1960, 1957, 1953.
Yeah, I think
its latest copyright is.
I think it's good to say that date, because otherwise it might appear as the Holy Family Bible.
Yeah, that's what the story indicated.
That's a good idea. Yeah. It's very new, and it obviously hadn't been read.
I think you might insert the sentence and has no...
no signature,
no signature or
there's nothing on the book.
No handwriting, no signature or handwriting in it.
Or anything whatsoever. Mr. Christensen, actually, there's nothing that would identify this as the property of Kennedy or anybody else except the leather cover.
What?
The leather cover has embossed on it. On the inside, mind you, on the inside, it has embossed JFK. On the outside, there is a cross on the front cover and an embossed cup, you know, a ritual cup on the back cover, and that's all. Except for that, there's absolutely nothing here that would identify this as belonging to President Kennedy or anybody else. And it's a slip cover, which is not part of the book itself. Do I make that clear?
A slip cover.
Yeah, you do.
It's a slip cover.
Kind of a book cover.
Like a book jacket?
It's a leather slip cover. It's a leather slip cover.
It's a box that the book fits into.
In effect, a cover. The book itself just slips into this and has no identification whatever. Printed, written, notes, or anything else. It's unmarked totally and completely.
The box, are they? Okay. But the inscription, or the embossed JFK, is on the actual leather cover of the book on the inside.
It's not, sir.
You've seen this. Show him my book in there. It's got a cover on it.
It's a slip cover, you know, a jacket. Not the
jacket that it just fits into like a box with three sides. Doesn't have a lid.
Get him to show him one of those Hope for America's leather bound ones.
Yeah, I've got one here now. Okay. But that's...
Now, on the cover, on the inside of the cover, there's a JFK. On the book itself, there's nothing.
Absolutely nothing
on the book.
And in the book itself, there's a place there for what? For name and...
There's a place here that says printed on the second sheet here that says, this missile belongs to, then there are dotted lines and the date. There's nothing written in there, printed or otherwise. Absolutely nothing.
So I would assume what happened was that when somebody handed this, we took the oath on it. From what Berg said, she did not see the JFK on the inside. Is that possible?
It's not only possible, it's entirely probable. You take this book in your hand, which all you see is a black leather cover and a cross. It's only if when you look at the inside of the leather slip container that you see JFK. That's the only place where there's any personal identification at all, and that is embossed in the leather.
It appears
from the label here that I just read to you, you know, the leather tool cover, which is not part of the book. It's a label that's stuck on here. What happened is that this Sunday missile, the book, was put in a cover which Cassidy of Medford, Massachusetts, designed and hand-tooled in this particular way with JFK on it, and then presented to President Kennedy. That's pretty clear. But if you took the oath on this thing, it'd just be amazing if you had any idea what was in it. You'd have to read the darn thing.
Well, I'd make 2 points clear, that the initials were on the inside of this box-like cover, and that the date of the missile is the last copy. The copyright was 1960.
That's right.
And that in the sheet where the ownership, the name is printed as normal in Bibles, there's nothing.
And that there are no marks, pencil, pen, or any identification or any markings on this whatsoever.
Right,
of any
book
kind
marks.
Of nature or description.
So I guess our theory is that we thought it was just a part of the Air Force book compliments.
Air Force One?
Yeah.
Book.
They have books in there, and they have them in and they have them in.
And it was taken out of its cover, obviously, before you took your oath. The cover wasn't on it. The slip jacket wasn't on it.
May or may not have been.
I don't know.
No, in all probability, what happened here, and I've done it many times when I've administered oaths, you just take a Bible, that, something that looks like a Bible that somebody hands you, and the person puts his hand on it. Now, as I say, it's not part of any legal requirement, and it doesn't matter to the judge administering the oath. It could be a copy of Playboy, and the legal effect would be exactly the same. I'm not suggesting that we start administering oaths on Playboy, but that's the substance of it. And it just turned out that whoever picked it up and handed it to Judge Hughes, and she doesn't know who it was,
one thing,
except this particular thing.
The same thing bothers me that bothers Mrs. Johnson, that if it does have his initials on it anywhere, it appears to be his personal property. I mean, just the general public may not draw the distinction between something that's kept for the archives and something that's family property.
Well, Miss Johnson, did you examine this? Did you know that it was had JFK?
No, uh-uh. I certainly didn't say that.
She thought it was a government issue.
She did not know that it had an initial or anything on it.
That's right. It's perfectly possible. When you came back, what you probably did was take out of your bag various things and turn them over to somebody and turn them over to the archivist. Turn this over
well,
to
I,
the archivist.
You did. You took the oath out and took this Bible. I know that's two things I have.
The oath is stuck in the side of this thing because I have it in my hand.
Yeah.
Signed by Nick Kitts. I mean, it has written on it from Mr. Katzenbach.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether that was brought back that way.
Yes, I think if Marie typed it, somebody did.
Yes.
As he dictated, and I think they gave it to Ms. Johnson.
No, I mean, I don't know whether you brought it, you put it in the volume or...
I don't think it makes any difference. What I would say is that she brought back various items, such as the oath and the book and others, and turned them over to the archivist, and she didn't know that they had initials on it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this statement now. We've discussed it a lot. Let's get, can he make any statement in response to a question, or does he have to wait till each one of these questions appear in your judgment?
Well, if you can kiss the thing off by saying that the book on which was used when the president took his oath was, is, and has been in the White House archives. If you can get rid of that as the answer to the story while the story is hot, I'd handle it that way and cut it. Then later on, people are going to ask the other questions, but I think that this will get the news play and that it's the best way to handle the news play.
All right. Now, have you got that, Marie, clear, and George, are you clear on what that is?
Yes, sir. I think we're both clear on that.
Abe, you don't think for 1 minute that I ought to just write a letter to Mrs. Kennedy and say, when this question was raised, we examined the book and we discovered the small initials inside the cover, and we are returning it to you?
No, my own feeling about it is that the most we could, we ought to do if we know any way to do it, is that somebody, perhaps, I don't know whether Saul Linowitz could do this, somebody ought to make sure that Mrs. Kennedy, I ought to ask Mrs. Kennedy, and maybe Mrs. Kennedy would say, well, I want this to be in the government records. It's not a Kennedy family Bible.
I don't think she'd say that.
I bet she would either.
One thing, she never answers questions.
Mm-hmm.
And second thing is, this is a well laid out, deliberate thing, Abe.
Yeah.
I what it most serious aspect of it is to me that there's somebody working for us, you see, that had some knowledge of this, because nobody knew they had any family Bible.
Yeah.
It's very much like last week when this professor walked out at Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. The nurse walked out with him.
Yeah.
There's just three or four people knew that. I didn't know it till after it's all over with. But the press is promptly informed of it.
Yeah.
And I think that somebody informed Manchester of all this stuff. John says that Manchester kept just giving him hell and finally saw him. John's very sorry that he saw him.
I saw him there.
What?
I saw him.
You saw Manchester?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Well.
For how long? I didn't know about that. For how long?
Well, I don't know. A few minutes. I don't remember exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well.
He asked me how I felt and what we did, and I pretty much recited it in the way that we've all recited it to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the net of this is to me, Judge, that somebody's trying to make it appear that the Johnson family has in its possession a Kennedy Bible. It's just missing. It's never been turned back
to
the family.
I wouldn't have any hesitation, actually, to having Bill Moore. Is Bill here?
Bill is sick up there somewhere. I guess at his house.
Yeah, if anybody wants to examine this thing, if we can figure out some way to do it, I think it'd be great, because it's perfectly obvious what it is. You know, that it's no family Bible or any family possession, actually. It is something that was obviously given to President Kennedy.
And they don't want it. Obviously, Newsweek, Jay Graham and them would have asked you about it if they'd wanted the truth. They don't want it because they'd ask you, they'd have gotten it, and they're afraid of it.
Well, as I understand, no inquiry was made of us prior to the printing of the story.
Not that I've heard of.
Is there somebody here who here, Mr. President, could have it in his possession in short to?
I think Bill could get Dorothy Treader to bring it over.
Can I tell them then today that they're perfectly welcome to go look at it or get their Washington people?
I don't know whether we want to or not, unless Bill's sick, unless you can talk to Bill.
Well, you want me to get Bill and put that to him?
Yeah.
I'll do that, sir.
Now, let's see what George is going to say, just as little as possible. Let's see what you're going to say, George.
Well, Murray, you got this initial statement down that, I don't know.
The book which was used at the time that President Johnson took his oath is and has been in the official government archives together with other papers of the President. The book was delivered to the White House custodian of the President's papers and documents, who has custody of those papers shortly after the return to Washington. And then there was a question as to...
You want to say by Ms. Johnson, and do you want to say presidential instead of president?
I wouldn't say by Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah, no, that's...
Right, do you want to say president or presidential?
President. I think presidential papers.
Presidential?
Yeah. Okay.
Shortly after the parties returned to... The parties, K-R-T-Y, returned to Washington.
Singular?
Yeah, you know, that's mm-hmm. presidential, mm-hmm. the whole presidential party, airplanes on.
You say group or some parties?
Right, the group, shortly after the group returned to Washington.
All right. And if there's a question about has any decision been made to its disposition, the answer was no. No decision has been made about this or specifically about any other papers of the president.
Although,
or specifically about a number of other papers of the president.
And then could you say, although there's nothing secret about it and no inquiry has been made, but if any is, we'd be glad to, the archivist be glad to show them the book.
Well, that's in connection with the next question, I think.
Yeah, but bear that in mind, Abe, so that you can say that, point out that nobody even made any inquiry of us first we knew about it.
Mr. Christensen, I wouldn't say the archivist will show them the book or say that it can be made available. You know, we don't want these guys in touch with Dorothy.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill Moyers is on the line. Is Juanita tells me.
Now?
Yeah, is he on the line, A-line now? She says she can get you connect, get him connected in, too.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Okay, Juanita. What's your next one?
The next question was, can you describe the book? The answer was, it's not strictly speaking a Bible. It was a missile or
prayer
book.
Do we have to say that, Babe? Why don't we just say it's a Catholic version of the Bible?
It's not.
I just say it's a missile.
Yeah, it's a missile or a prayer
book. I wouldn't go to debating the Bible. I just say it's a missile.
Yeah, or a prayer book.
All right, it is a missile or a prayer book which belonged to President Kennedy bearing the copyright.
I don't know whether I'd say belonged or not.
Right, strike that. That's right.
Yeah.
It's a missile or a prayer book.
Which was
found on the plane.
Which, along with other books, was in Air Force One.
May
I interrupt now? Mr.
Porter?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? They'll be on in a minute.
Oh.
Thank you.
Got everybody.
Say, it was a missile prayer book, which along with other books was in the compartment of Air Force One.
Hello? Bill's on now.
Reading compartment.
Well, go ahead.
There
was
Bill.
Yes, sir.
I guess George will get these questions on the Bible this morning, and we're trying. We've been working all morning trying to figure out what to do about them. Do you have any reaction?
Well, Mr. President, I did this yesterday. This thing has bothered me ever since Friday when I heard about it, because I just felt that it was so damned unfair to claim that you had been anything but extremely courteous and kind throughout that whole period of Mrs. Kennedy, that I called on a strictly confidential basis, which I know he will respect, Dick Goodwin. Dick Goodwin is a friend of Bill Manchester. And I talked for about half an hour to Goodwin and expressed my concern. Goodwin then, without any reference to me, talked to Manchester, and he also talked to Robert Kennedy. And Goodwin did it on the basis of his having seen the report in the New York Times on Saturday and being very concerned about it because it reflected a different situation than he knew. Goodwin did call me back last night, right before I was leaving for the airport, and said that Manchester and first of all, Kennedy has not seen the transcript. He refuses to read it for personal reasons, emotional reasons, but that Ethel had, and that he, Kennedy, had instructed Manchester to let him, Goodwin, come Tuesday night and read the manuscript, and take out anything that was likely to cause embarrassment to an incumbent president or Mrs. Kennedy. Now, Goodwin said that Kennedy, that Manchester was very unhappy about this. Manchester on his own had put in a good bit of this stuff, according to Goodwin, anyway. And he doesn't want to take it out. Neither does Look want to take it out. But Goodwin is going to read the manuscript tomorrow night and then confidentially come to see me and tell me what is in it, what he is going to insist that comes out. The bit about the Bible, it goes this way. It is not as reflected in the stories put out by the public relations flack on Friday and Saturday. What Manchester says is that Mrs. Hughes then brought the Bible aboard, that Larry O'Brien found a white prayer book and gave that to her to use because it was aboard the plane. And then when she went back down the steps, she handed it to a man she thought was a Secret Service agent. It turned out he was a Secret Service agent. There's no implication whatsoever that we have kept the Bible, according to Goodwin's account of Manchester's relating it to him yesterday. In light of all of this, I don't think we ought to say anything.
I suppose you were asked about it, Bill. What would you do?
I would say, well, I have not seen the manuscript. I do not know
it. I suppose you asked what happened to the Bible. Do we know anything about the Bible?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, do we?
Yeah, we do know it.
Well, then we are.
In other words, there is in the archives here in the archivist's possession the book that was used in administering the oath. Now, there's something very valuable that you've just added, though, Mr. President, and that is Sarah Hughes brought a Bible on board to use, and Larry O'Brien handed her this book to be used instead of the Bible that Sarah Hughes used.
I didn't understand it that way. Is that
what you said, Bill?
Yes.
Now, that is true. That's very important.
Now, I think the one thing that we have to nail down, let me back up one minute. I talked to O'Brien yesterday morning. He said, yes, he doesn't want to get drawn into it, but he looked around for something that could be used that would be on the plane.
Yeah.
And he found, I cannot think of the fellow's last name, the tall steward on Air Force One, suddenly came up to him and said, Mr. O'Brien, wouldn't they like to use this? Larry said it was a box. Larry opened the box. It was a white prayer book. Larry then handed that. He remembers. He recalls handing it, he thinks, to Mrs. Hughes. He didn't know whose it was. He didn't know whether it was Mrs. Kennedy, whether it was the steward, whose it was, and that she knew this. Now, the missing link is a question put to Judge Hughes.
Right.
About whether or not she did bring one aboard and what happened to the one she brought aboard.
Right. And we know that we have a letter from Judge Hughes, a copy of a letter from Judge Hughes, which says when she arrived at the place, someone handed her the Bible, she says, which was a small brown leather volume. It was black leather.
Right.
About 6 inches by 8 inches. And so this all fits together because my guess is that this prayer book was in a white box and it probably never been taken out of the box.
Okay.
And that's what was handed to Judge Hughes and what was used.
Well, I think that someone has to ask Judge Hughes if she in fact did bring a Bible from her office. In fact, there was one story current at the time that the reason was late is that she got down to the lobby of the court building and forgot that she had a Bible, went back up and took one off of her desk.
She would normally have done that. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what a judge would normally do. And then she gets on the plane with her Bible and somebody hands her a white box with this book in it. White men probably never been out of the plane.
Have you all seen the story in the paper this morning about the Manchester book?
Yes. In the Post.
In the Post, yeah.
I haven't seen the Post. There's big headlines down here all about it, though. I guess it's the same story.
Well, it isn't much of an item.
No.
Post.
No, it is here, 4-5 column heading in the Post here, Houston Post. The net of it is, I don't have it. I gave it bird while ago, but the net of it is, it just leaves impression. Well, here it is. A new book on JFK full of untold facts. It's a... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
New book on JFK full of untold facts. AP. On her last day in the White House, Ms. Kennedy wrote a letter to Khrushchev expressing as a mother of two children her hopes for peace. It's reported Sunday. The incident is excerpted by Newsweek magazine, The Death of President, written by Manchester. The book will be published Harper Row, January. The book had been compiled with the help of the Kennedy family.
So that's 18 dispatch. That's the same one that's printed on the Post on page 4.
Okay.
The one that's up here. And the headline is Mrs. JFK's peace plea to Moscow revealed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not accidental.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not, the thing about the Bible is not conspicuous.
I wonder if it wouldn't, Abe, this goes against your feeling that we blow it up by being secretive about it.
But it seems to me that with George's first briefing, it's kind of like Jim Moyer's briefing here the day after Bill left on the aluminum strike. It'd be better if we could to just say he doesn't have any information on it, and he refers him to Bill in Washington. And Bill just need to sit down with you, and you all work out what you do about it.
That's okay.
He is due to brief 20 minutes ago, and he's 40 minutes from the briefing.
Yes, I just feel very strongly that this thing will build up who stole the Bible. That's a very dramatic thing, unless...
See, one of the things that's going on is this. He flack for Look magazine is dribbling out bits and pieces of this.
Yeah.
Just as they did the Schlesinger book. And we are put in the position of commenting on the reports of the public relations agent printed in Newsweek magazine.
Yeah.
Before the text comes out, we may be commenting on a sin that nobody has committed. And I just prefer to my own judgment would be to prefer and wait until we get closer to the printing of the manuscript and after I talk to Goodwin tomorrow night.
Now, this is not a question, you're right, Bill, in my judgment, in terms of the book. The question here is what's happened to the Bible.
Well, could we just say that he has no information and that any information about it come from Moyers in Washington, and then when they go to Moyers and give us another hour, you and Moyers get together and agree?
Sure, yes, sir.
I think that would be better, and then Moyers could limit himself to this statement, namely, that the book on which the president took the oath is in the White House archives, period.
Government archives. It's here. At the White House.
That's better. U.S. government archives. That's much better.
And, but I think then he ought to tell what it is so that people won't go with the idea that it's a Kennedy family Bible.
Well, you want to, Bill, listen to this right quick then. We'll go over it and George just have to hold up. Let's go over it, Abe. Marie, if your voice will let you, if not, give George your notes, type them up where he can read them.
All right, the book which was used at the time President Johnson took his oath is and has been in the official government archives, together with other papers of the president. The book was delivered...
Wait a minute now. Wouldn't we say that's the White House?
No, sir, I wouldn't say that. That makes it look, they'll ask you, why is the White House keeping the government archives?
Well, it is at the White House, though, Bill.
Well, you got that in your next answer anyway.
All right, I just don't think you ought to say it's in the U.S. government archive. Let them call up the archivist and he say he never heard of it.
Right.
Do you get that point?
Yes, sir.
It's there in Dorothy Tarita's lap.
All right.
And you don't know the facts, so that's why I have to point them out. Go ahead now.
The book was delivered to the White House custodian of the presidential papers and documents, who has custody of those papers shortly after the group returned to Washington.
You might say in the executive office building, in U.S. government archives, U.S. government presidential papers in the executive office building. Is that a little better?
That's better.
Up in that first sentence?
Yeah.
In the official government archives in the executive office building?
I wouldn't say, I'd say U.S. government presidential papers. I wouldn't say archives, because you're going to get the archivist in this fight.
Right.
Do you agree, Abe?
It's all right, yeah.
U.S. government presidential papers. Go ahead.
All right, that goes back up to the first sentence then, which now reads, the book which was used at the time that President Johnson took his oath is and has been in the U.S. government presidential papers. in the executive office building.
Now, is and has been implies to me that you deny and that you put it back in there. I don't know what it does to other people. It's a kind of a legal statement unless it's necessary. I just say the book has been in there.
Right.
Or is in there, and then the next sentence you say it's delivered shortly afterwards, so I just say that the book is.
All right.
Go ahead.
The book is, the book which was used at the time that President Johnson took his oath is in the U.S. government presidential papers in the executive office building, together with other papers of the president. The book was delivered to the White House custodian of presidential papers and documents, who has custody of those papers, shortly after the group's return to Washington. The group returned to Washington.
In our White House, if you want to the custodian who has charge of it. See?
All right, sir. If there's a question on his...
Did you say government custodian?
I don't think that's necessary.
I'm just thinking, though, it kind of...
Official.
I'd
the official
custodian. That's all right. All right, go ahead.
All right. Has any decision been made as to its disposition? No. No decision has been made about this or specifically about a number of other papers of the president.
Many other papers, sir.
All right, read that.
No decision has been made about this or specifically about many other papers of the president? All right. Can you describe this book? It is a missal, a prayer book, which along with other books was in the reading compartment of Air Force One.
Now, is that all?
Yes, sir.
Now, there's one... Well, if any's going to go on to say that... I hope he's going on to say that it...
Let her read it. Read it, Marie. Go on.
There is nothing that would identify this as the property of President Kennedy or anybody else, except the leather cover, which had...
Well, of course, that does identify it. I think you ought to say there's nothing that would identify.
What? Well, let's get across the fact that there is no signature, handwriting... in the book.
I would say the prayer book has a page for names and dates, which is blank. In the cover to the prayer book on the inside, JFK initials.
Printed, stamped.
Stamped initials.
What do those initials say?
JFK.
They're not stamped. It's embossed in this slip cover.
All right, embossed, whatever it is.
In the leather slip cover.
Mr. Justice, you want to give me that sentence?
Well, that raises a lot of questions.
Sure does.
Enough to make me wonder if it's not appropriate just to write and say that we have, upon looking, getting it out, and we looked inside and found these initials, and we would be happy to return it to Mrs. Kennedy.
But... I just think that we ought to find out a little more before we say anything like that. I think, for example, if we could ever be in the position of saying that this book was handed to Mrs. Hughes or even to Larry O'Brien by a steward aboard the plane, you raise the feeling that this is a conspiracy on our part to spirit away something that belongs to somebody else.
Mr. President, Bill, are you well enough to handle this up here? If you are, then I'd certainly suggest that the inquiries be referred up here, and I'll be glad to work with Bill and get this thing straightened out and then double-check it. That'd involve a call to Judge Hughes. I think we ought to...
Is that okay, Bill?
Pardon?
Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. Are you well enough to handle it?
Yes, sir.
All right, then what does George say then?
George says, will say that he doesn't know anything about it, but he understands that Mr. Moyers has the information. Or whatever you want to say.
Well, that indicate panic on Bill's returning to Washington?
Yes, sir. Well, I came back just for that purpose. I still...
Oh, you're not in Washington?
So I'm in Washington yet. I just want to register again my feeling that we ought not to let Newsweek magazine force us into doing something today that tomorrow will look hasty. I just think that George ought to say, gentlemen, I don't know anything about that. This is the first time I've seen it. I'm sure that we'll look into it and see what information we come up with. And let's take our goddamn good time to do it.
That's good.
Well, right now, Bill, I didn't hear all of that.
I just think that you, this is my judgment, I just think you ought to say, gentlemen, this is the first I've seen of this. I don't know what Newsweek is talking about. And I'm sure that we'll look into to get the information on that as soon as we can.
Could he just say that on all I know about it, I saw in the morning paper, I asked the president if he had read Newsweek. He said he hadn't seen it, and I'm sure that they'll look into it, and Bill will give you any information we have later.
That's good. Then I think Abe and I ought to call Justice Hughes. I think we ought to sit down with Larry O'Brien. I think we may even want to call in the steward of that plane.
Mm-hmm.
And get all of our facts before we are forced into making a statement now we might regret later.
I agree with that.
That's good.
Okay, then we'll let George go. You got any other suggestions for George and ask why he went back? What does he say?
Well, I just think that he could say if Bill returned to take a day off. I don't want anybody to know I'm going to the doctor. Because they always blame you for that. And that's not the case this time, or any time. But I just think you ought to say Bill went back to take a day off. Or he went back to clean up papers at the office. I told him last night before I left that George would be briefing this morning and that I would just simply go back to work.
I imagine they're beginning to wonder now whether I'm
okay, George, you run on. Is clear to you what you say?
Well, I say that it's the first I've seen of it, and that I asked you this morning whether you'd read Newsweek, and you said you had not, and that I was sure that...
I think what I'd say is I know nothing about it except the brief squib I saw in the paper this morning. I asked the president if he had seen the Newsweek statement or the script, and he said he knew nothing about it.
All right.
But he said he had not, period.
All right.
And then, if there's anything else, just say, we'll look into it, and I'll get you, I'll have Bill look into it.
Okay.
Okay, George, you want to ask Bill anything else about
I don't think so. I can talk to him again later.
And then we'll leave here, Bill, about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight.
All right, sir. Hey, you want me to get the office about 30 minutes?
Sir?
You want to meet me in the office about 30 minutes?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right, anything else either one of y'all want to say to me?
No, sir.
Bill, what worries me is how anyone would know this to give to Manchester.
Mr. President, he just went all over the place, I understand, and talked to everybody. And let me tell you about my conversation with Goodwin yesterday. I think I relayed most of it in the high points. Goodwin said it's become a very emotional thing between Mrs. Kennedy and Manchester because she asked him to do this. And as a tribute, as a memoriam to her husband, but it has run amok and has become a very sensationalized, at least in look, Saturday Evening Post type thing. Now Goodwin said, and I'm just relaying his words. Goodwin said that on Wednesday of last week, Sunday of last week, there was a very intense, anguish, four-hour session at Hyannisport in which Bobby was president, Teddy was president, and others were present, including Gardner Coles, in which Teddy Kennedy said, if you, Gardner Coles, serialize this book, we're going to bring suit against you. And the firm of Rivkin and something or other up in New York has actually been retained to bring suit against Look magazine if they serialize this. Because according to Goodwin, and he simply, my conversation took place yesterday morning, he called me back last evening twice. So he's been on the phone all day, and he said he never mentioned my name or anything. He was doing it on his own. He says that according to him, that they at Manchester for $650,000 has been offered serialization in Look magazine, and of course Look magazine does deal in sensationalism, and Goodwin said there's a big fight going on right now, and that Teddy Kennedy and Steve Smith, acting for Mrs. Kennedy, have said that if it is serialized, it looks like that they're going to bring suit to try to enjoin Look from doing it, but we'll know.
All right, anything else?
No, sir.
Abe?
No, sir.
I don't believe that, of course. I think that this is a presentation of the Kennedys. Ms. Shriver called me a number of times and talked to me, and Ms. Kennedy said that she wanted him to do this book, and I think from the questions and answers that he asked you that this is another part of the Look poll that began in Iowa and the Gallup and all of it. I think this is an attempt to battle is to charge us with stealing the Bible. The next battle will be imposing on Ms. Kennedy. The next battle will be imposed on Bobby and on his mother and so forth. Where he will wind up as great the hero and we'll wind up as great thug.
That's right.
But we saw something else that isn't quite consistent with this, which said that Mrs. K was trying to arrange it so that Look magazine, instead of publishing six, this in six, would compact it into three articles.
Yes, well, you and him talk about that. George will go on, and that'll be it. Much blood.